Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of New York star Luann de Lesseps, who gives us her reaction to that shocking Roni news, tells us if she would go back for another Ultimate Girls trip, and what's next for her big cabaret. Luann, like I said, it's always so great catching up with you. And I'm so excited to chat with you about so many projects that you have going on. But first off, you have this Marilyn Monroe NFT project, and you got to kind of be Marilyn Monroe for a day. So tell me all about it.
Well, you know, Ez is a really good friend of mine, and he's photographed me many times. And he called me and he said, you know, would you be interested in doing an NFT? I'm doing a whole Marilyn series. And, you know, I was excited. I thought, I've never been in an NFT, first of all. So it's a first for me. And, you know, I think everybody has a little bit of Marilyn Monroe in them, especially me, as I love to perform. And so, you know, when he asked me, I was thrilled because, like I said, I've never done NFTs before. And I think it's the way of the future. And so I'm super excited. And there's so many great women involved in the project. And I'm very, very, you know, humbled to be a part of it. And so I'm excited and I can't wait. Tomorrow it's coming out. So
yeah. And people can purchase this and it's for a really good cause too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no. So it must have been, like you said, you kind of channel Marilyn Monroe, that performance part of her, I'm sure, in a lot of your cabaret as well.
Yeah,
definitely. So I know that you are back on stage or for the cabaret tour. I mean, what can people expect for the new show?
Well, you know, they can expect an all new show. In the past I've done more of having guests on my show. And so now it's all me. We realized that whenever I had a guest, you know, people would start talking or they'd be on their phone when I left the stage. And so, you know, obviously for traveling and because I'm on tour for cost effectiveness also, you know, I decided to do just a show on my own. And I've got a lot to say, you know, I've talk about everything from, you know, housewives to singing the music that I love and doing more pop songs this time around, some covers I'm doing. You're going to see F-bombs on the G with the OGs, which is my new song that came out after Ultimate Girls Trip. And, you know, I do a Q&A with the audience as always. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a lot of video packages. And so it's a really fun show. I think people are really going to love it. And, you know, it's all new and I'm going to Canada for the first time. Okay. Playing those dates, June 2nd and 3rd in Toronto and June 4th in Montreal. So, and then I'll be out in LA, June 23rd to the 26th. So, and I'm starting off in New York, starting starting April 17th through the 30th. So everybody can check out the dates on countessluann.com for tickets. And, you know, it's just great to be back on stage. You know, I did a Christmas show, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. Filled those out in New York. So I'm excited to be back at 54 Below, the iconic 54 Below.
Yes, it is. It's so nice that everybody's getting back in the full swing of things. And I know so many people love your cabaret show. And, you know, you said that you're going to be, you know, you always do a Q&A with fans and you're going to be sharing some behind the scenes stories from, you know, 13 seasons on New York. I mean, what is something new that fans are going to learn about you during this this tour?
Well, I think that I've played the bongos in the past. That's always part of my show. And have you seen the show?
No, I haven't. And I plan on it this April. I can't wait to get out there.
Oh yeah, you have to come. It's so much fun. You know, it's really just a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, like I do on the show, I don't take myself that seriously. I have a great time with the show. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you're going to learn just more about me as a person. You know, I tell stories about my personal life and, you know, how I grew up, et cetera. I'm doing some French song this time around. And so, yeah, I think people can expect something totally different and something completely new and something that they will, you know, I think hopefully will love, because I love the show and I work hard at it. You know, I don't think people understand that there's a lot of work that goes into the show. I have a new director, Richard J. Alexander, who's Kristen Chenoweth's director and Barbara Streisand's director. So I get to work with the most iconic people and I get to bring my very best to the stage. And so that's very exciting. I love the creative part. And, you know, I take songs that you kind of know, but I make them my own.
I cannot wait. It's going to be so good. And, you know, obviously there's been some big Roni news that have been coming out over this past week. And I know people are going to want to know your reaction. So what was your reaction when Andy announced the news?
Well, utter surprise, because I did not see that coming. But, you know, after learning about it, I was really happy about it. I think it's very cool to see a diverse group of women in New York, a different generation. I'm thrilled about them bringing back, you know, the OG cast, because, you know, you can't fit a square peg into a round hole. I say that because, you know, sometimes you bring new girls on and they don't really fit into your group. And I think it feels awkward. So I feel like, you know, an all new cast and the OG cast is like the perfect solution. And I feel like they got that from seeing how well the Ultimate Girls Trip worked and how much, you know, the fans and people loved seeing the OGs from every franchise together. So, you know, life is about, you know, growth. The franchise, you know, I think this is a growing period for the franchise. And you see that with the Ultimate Girls Trips. Now they're doing another one and they're probably going to do another one. So, you know, I think that, that, you know, you have to freshen it up. And I think this is a great way to make it fresh.
Definitely. Did Andy give you a call or a heads up before the news was announced?
Well, we had a scheduled call and then it like broke right after. So yeah, I found out literally almost the same time as you did.
Right. No. And I think you make a good point. You know, it's nice that it's going to be a diverse group of ladies. And do you think that maybe that's why it didn't work last season, is because that there was kind of a disconnect, like not everybody was this core group of friends?
I don't know what it was. I just think that, you know, it was a really difficult time to film. You know, we were filming during a pandemic and Black Lives Matters and an election. You know, it didn't have the same vibe because, you know, we were just so limited in terms of where we could go and, you know, inviting people. And, you know, so it just made it that much more difficult to film. And I think, you know, that's straining on the show, you know, as a whole. So,
right. Have you talked to Ramona and Sonia since the news broke as well? And how are they taking it?
Well, you know, I've spoken to Sonia, Ramona and I have spoken and, you know, we were all kind of surprised by the news. And, but again, you know, I'm happy that we're going to be, our old group is going to be back. So I'm thrilled about that.
So have you had discussions with Andy about doing they're calling it the legacy show now. Are you like officially on board for that?
Well, listen, you know, if they'll have me back, I'm totally on board, because I think it's a lot of fun to be back with all our old friends. So.
I mean, there is no legacy show without Luann. I mean, let's be honest. I mean,
darling.
Of course. I mean, casting this legacy show, I mean, who would you want to be by your side?
Listen, I've already picked out the cast, basically. you know, I don't get to pick the cast, right, obviously, but, you know, I would love to see Dorinda back. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see Jill Zarin back. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see Kelly Ben Simone back. So there you go. Done.
Done, you know? And done. Do you think Jill done already, do you think Jill already got on the phone about it with Andy?
Oh, I'm sure she did.
First one.
If I had to guess, for sure.
I mean, you know, even though there is the legacy show and things like that, will you miss being part of Real Housewives of New York proper? I mean, even though they're kind of going to be two of the shows.
You know, I think we are the proper Real Housewives of New York franchise. So, you know, bring them on. Let's see how well they do.
Definitely. Did your relationship with Ramona change at all after Ultimate Girls Trip?
Well, you know, I think we came to a good place at the end of that trip. And I actually saw her when I was in Florida recently. And listen, you know, Ramona's the Ramona. We're not going to change her at this age of her life. So it is what it is. We got to a good place and ended on a good note. So
definitely. Do you think Bethany would come back for this? Or do you think that she's kind of put that in the past? Yeah.
I don't think so. But, you know, never say never.
Never say never. Would you do another season of Ultimate Girls Trip?
Oh my God, yes. I had so much fun with that. Mm-hmm. I had a great time. I was really, you know, feeling myself and enjoying myself and really got along with all the women. So it was really a fun, fun trip for me.
Definitely. You think you're going to score an invite to Teresa's wedding?
Well, I might be.
Yeah. What was your reaction that Melissa's not going to be in the wedding party?
I know she's coming to my cabaret shows. That's for sure.
Very nice. Very nice.
Well, listen, you know, it's your wedding, you know, you get to pick who you want. I mean, family or not, I feel like it's really up to the bride to decide who she'd like to invite in her wedding party. So
definitely. Yeah. You know, you've had relationships in the spotlight. Teresa has relationships in the spotlight and people always have opinions about relationships and things like that. I don't know if you've been watching New Jersey at all this season, but do you think that Teresa is a little too sensitive when it comes to people questioning about her boyfriend's past?
I think that she's protective, you know, mm-hmm. she's clearly in love. And I think mm-hmm. that, I think that she's happy. And I think that when, you know, you're in that place and God knows I've been there, love is blind mm-hmm. and nobody can tell you what to do.
Yeah. No, that is very true. Are you dating now at all?
You know, I'm dating, but nobody that I want to introduce to my children. Let's put it that way.
Just having fun. Definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I know you spoke a little bit about this on Watch What Happens Live, but I mean, what was your reaction about Tom's engagement? I know obviously you've moved on and, you know, everybody has moved
totally.
On, but you know, what was kind of your reaction, especially on the date and how it didn't make you feel?
Well, you know, listen, I've totally moved on and, you know, Tom can do whatever he wants and I wish him the best.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. I know that you were also, you know, released a statement and you were recently in the news about what happened recently in New York, but what would you say that you learned from the incident at Townhouse?
Well, listen, I think every experience is a learning experience and when you have to grow from, you know, I definitely had a slip and, you know, and I, you know, apologize because I wouldn't give back the microphone. And, you know, and I just look at it as like, you know, it's a journey for me. It's day by day. And, you know, my ultimate goal is to not drink. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where my head's at. And, you know, and that's why I made Fosé so that I have an option. And, you know, I made that during the pandemic. You know, what people don't understand is that I did not drink on the girls' trip. I did not drink on the last season of The Housewives. Mm-hmm. So I've had a lot of good moments and I'm not going to let that moment define me. And, but I take it as progress and not perfection. That's, you know, I make mistakes like everybody does. And I think it's how you pick yourself back up and move forward that really matters. So, you know, living a healthy lifestyle. I'm, you know, happy I have my Fosé to fall back on. And, you know, I made that during the pandemic when I, mm-hmm. you know, was totally not drinking with my daughter and as I am now. And it, we really made something for ourselves that we felt there was a void for in the market, which is an elevated mm-hmm. bottle of something that looks like you're drinking, that could taste like you're having wine, to take that stigma away from, you know, from someone who doesn't drink, you know, you could put this in a vat of bottles of rosé and pour yourself a glass and you're drinking right along with everyone else. Mm-hmm. And what I love about it is, you know, it's not wine that we take the alcohol out of, it's built from the ground up with natural tannins and, oak and rosemary, and grape. And so, you know, it really does mimic the taste of wine, with all these amazing ingredients. It even has Damiana in it, which is good for the nerves. And mm-hmm. so it's healthy and it's also low calorie, and comes in this beautiful bottle. And I think it's just a great option for people out there that prefer not to drink or want to, you know, it's not just for people that don't drink. I mean, you can have a glass of rosé and have a glass of Fosé.
Yeah.
And guess what? Everybody thinks you're drinking the same thing. So that was the ultimate goal, is to have something that you can have in your hand. It's really about holding a drink in your hand at the end mm-hmm. of the day for socializing. So I wanted something like that. And I'm very proud of what we've made because it really is delicious.
Definitely. I mean, whatever you're having, Luann, I'm having, because you look absolutely amazing. I mean, what would you say is your trick to getting into a bikini? Because I feel like you look better than ever.
Oh, thank you. You know, listen, I, you know, not drinking helps a lot with that. Mm-hmm. I, you know, I eat very healthy and, you know, I exercise and, you know, and I think, you know, at this point in my life, you know, you got to fight against gravity. So mm-hmm. that means you got to work at it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I work at it and I, you know, try to be as healthy as I can. But thank you.
Yeah. I mean, what is your kind of your workout fitness nutrition plan and like maybe products that you swear by?
Well, you know, I love to, you know, do yoga. Mm-hmm. I started meditating now. It just keeps me centered. I have a Mediterranean diet. You know, I try to keep out carbs from my diet, and eat leafy greens and all that good stuff. But, you know, I like to eat. So mm-hmm. I give myself, you know, presence of, you know, once in a while having that pasta or once in a while having that dessert. But for the most part, you know, it's Mediterranean diet. Mm-hmm. And I think just Mediterranean exercise and, you know, and not drinking helps a lot.
It definitely does. And I know you mentioned Dorinda before. Did she give you any inside scoop on Ultimate Girls Trip season 2?
The only scoop I've heard is it's going to be phenomenal. And there's a lot of drama because I think that cast, mm-hmm. there's a lot of crazy going on in there. So I think it's going to be a really good, crazy ride. I don't know if it's, you know, I loved Ultimate Girls Trip on our trip because we were on kind of the same playing ground, you know, it wasn't anybody's house. We were in the Turks and Caicos. It was somebody else's house. Mm-hmm. And I think that breaking that fourth wall and getting to know each other, it felt like good old fashioned housewives to me.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people liked it so much. It wasn't, you know, crazy over the top drama, but just enough and just enough of knowing more about us and mm-hmm. learning more about us and, you know, being kind of on the inside of our relationships. And, you know, I didn't know Kenya very well, so I got to know her really well. Mm-hmm. Kyle, I was totally surprised by, you know, I was expecting kind of more of a snobby LA girl. And she was actually really down to earth and a lot of fun. We laughed a lot. So yeah, I was really happy with that trip and happy to get to know the girls that I didn't really know.
Definitely. I absolutely loved it. I hope that you all go back to Turks and Caicos or somewhere else tropical and do it all over again, because it was a lot of fun.
Me too.
Yeah, definitely. So before we wrap up, I have like this little trivia game, just some fun questions. So first one, what was your season 1 tagline?
I don't feel guilty for being privileged. But I said, I don't feel guilty for being privileged. I feel lucky. Mm-hmm. And they whacked the lucky part off.
do you come up with your taglines yourself?
Well, you know, it's kind of a collaboration because, mm-hmm. you know, don't forget, we don't really get to see the season when we do, you know, record those taglines. So, you know, we see it like the week before, basically each episode. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do need a little help on those because, you know, they know more what's going down, coming down the pike for you than sometimes you do. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a collaboration.
Got it. Next one. Whose tagline was, I like making my own money. I find that to be an aphrodisiac.
Well, that's Ramona.
Yes. During a Roni trip to Virgin Gorda, Bethany orders one of the housewives to go to sleep. Who was it?
Kelly Ben Simone.
Do you remember why?
Because she was losing it.
Which housewife
as you know, anybody would have lost it in that crowd, right?
Right. Which housewife famously threw her prosthetic leg at someone during an epic fight?
Aviva.
One of the most iconic scenes of all time. Which housewife claimed she helped Bethany create Skinny Girl? And did you?
Well, listen, we were actually together in Chicago and when we ordered these drinks and, you know, without the sugar and all that stuff, it was like, it's Skinny Girl. Anyway, so it kind of stuck, but of course, Bethany built her brand on her own. That was just kind of a fun thing to say.
Yes, definitely. Which housewives have dated Harry Dubin?
Oh my God. All of them now. Oh my God. Me, Sonia, and Ramona.
Mm-hmm. Will Harry be making an appearance in the Legacy show?
Oh, definitely not.
What was your pirate's real name?
Toma.
Yes. And then last one, during the Roni pilot, which housewife was in the first scene?
Oh my gosh. That's a good one. I don't remember. I think, didn't we go to like a cooking thing with Ramona? Somewhere cooking. I don't remember. Who was it?
It was Ramona, and she was picking out an outfit with Avery, talking about being a sexy mom.
Oh, right. Okay. Got me there.
Got you there, but you did really well on all the others. Luann, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure. Congrats with the cabaret show. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be epic as always.
Awesome. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good seeing you.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you need your housewives fixed before then, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.